This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm Chris Whitson. It's another good morning, and I hope you're well today with morning devotions. Yesterday, I opened up this topic of hope, how hope can help you cope. And I mentioned that the Apostle Paul said that there were three great pillars of the Christian faith: hope, faith, and love. And I said yesterday it's a good thing to make hope a habit and to choose the colour of life that you really want to do and to be optimistic. Did you know that we can actually be open to messengers of hope? And even though you might be caught, even today, in this grip of despair, there could be things going on in your life, it's a good thing to maintain an openness to those who try to help you. Do you know that often God sends special people to help you? You mightn't realize it at the time, but these bearers of hope are people who are actually there to help us, and some of them have actually suffered themselves, and so they are able to help you in a particular way. There are, of course, other people who are very compassionate. They bring comfort and healing to you. And it could well be someone in your family or even that neighbour that's lived next door to you for many years. A friend who's known you, or strangers, and often a stranger can come and help. So we need to be open to those messengers of hope. One of the great prayers is the Serenity Prayer. You know, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So God can send people along our way, and he often does. The other thing is to try and fill our mind with words of hope when those painful things happen. It's a normal thing to think negative, fearful thoughts. But what about reading words of hope? You might be able to buy a book of quotations, go to the library and get something that's going to really help you, or to look at the Bible. People have said it all depends on how we look at things, not how they are in themselves. William James said people can alter their lives by altering their attitudes. And someone said, if your daily life seems poor, don't blame it, blame yourself. Tell yourself that you are not poor enough to call forth its riches. Well, of course, there are tremendous verses from the Bible. And I'm thinking of Psalm 42, verse 11, where the psalmist, he had a dose of, I guess, the blues. He said, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and God. And there are lots of great verses from the Bible that talk about hope. You will surely forget your troubles, says in Job. Life will be brighter than the noonday, and you will be secure because there is hope. So we can look at verses like that that bring us hope and encouragement. It's natural enough to think of ourselves to be introspective, but what about the people whose problems are worse than yours? Now, this is not a negative excuse to be morbid, but it's an idea to help restore the balance and perspective to our own lives. There are lots of people who've had worse experiences than you have, and you can remind yourself, too, that as you look back on the past, you have actually acted with hope. What about the difficult times that you've had in the past? And you might have weathered the storm, perhaps through difficult relationships, or at work in a professional level, there might have been problems, but you've got through and you've been able to keep moving. Norman Vincent Peale, that great churchman, said, have you ever stopped to wonder what it is that keeps you going from one day to another? What lies behind your ability, he said, to fight your way through periods of discouragement or depression? What makes you believe that sooner or later bad times will get better? He said it's a little four-letter word that has enormous power. Power to bring failures back to success. Power, he said, to bring sick back to health and the weak back to strength. He said, it's hope, H-O-P-E. And so there it is. Well, Lord, by faith today we take hold of the hope to which you've called us. All your riches, Lord, are ours if we believe in the greatness of your power. Lord, I pray that you are working us with that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We pray that we may come alive to Jesus Christ ourselves. And this I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.